Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, I'm still here. Scott hasn't sort of failed to turn up to work. He's still doing his mile from hell. Scott, where are you? Are you alive?
I'm at the top of Centre Point.
How long is it going to take you to get into work?
How long is it going to take me to get into work? Half an hour?
Half an hour? I suppose I can...
Maybe a bit less.
Listen, I've Sky Plus Last Woman Standing. I want to get home.
I'm sorry. I really smell as well. Can you warn Becky and the one that doesn't speak that I smell bad?
Will do. Oh, by the way, you've been asked to bring in some coffee and biscuits seeing as you're running a bit late. You can do
get
that,
out.
Can't you?
Yeah. Seriously, I can't even... My legs are on fire.
Oh, bless you, Scott. Well, we'll see you in half an hour, all right? No rush.
Yeah, all right. Will you just carry on until I get there, if you could?
Yeah.
Play music and stuff and talk in between.
All right, why not? Okay.
All right, then.
See you in a bit, Scott.
Bye.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Radio 1 Podcasts. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Dev.
This is a bit weird, isn't it?
It's really strange. I honestly thought he'd be back by now, but I'm so proud that he's still going and didn't just give up.
No, we were given the warning. If you've just switched on your radio, Scott, unfortunately, has not made it back in time to do his show. Did he say he was at Centre Point last time?
Mm-hmm. He was just at the top, so he should be back in about half an hour, but
right.
I think he's struggling.
So I'm just, if it's all right, just going to sort of hang around, play some records.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to hang out.
Whoops. I'm tearing up my little mini step down here.
Why'd you have a mini step?
Well, the idea was I'd try and recreate the experience that Scott must be going through whilst having my own aerobic step in the studio, to
and
be honest.
And how many have you done compared to how many?
I did about 20 and sort of thought, forget that.
It's exhausting. It's on the lowest setting as well, Dev.
It's exhausting. You're supposed to do this, for the whole
You're
show.
Not even listening to Crazy Frog either.
No, we tried doing that earlier, Becky. The outrage that was on the decks just from putting a little bit of Crazy Frog was ridiculous, but there we are. How's he even going to do a show once he gets here?
I don't know, but do you know what? I'm so proud of him that I've bought him a big fluffy towel, and this is more for my benefit rather than his, some shower gel.
Oh, he's not going to use the grotty.
I think he's going to have to, because I've not been in the same room as him if he's all sweaty.
Oh, gross.
But this is a really nice fluffy towel, so when he gets in, someone said I should have got him a foot spa, but I didn't. Budget couldn't stretch to that.
You missed the trick not getting in one of those big foil blankets that they get the marathon runners. He's going to need that for insulation.
Bless him, he's done so well today. He's gone up to the top of the BT Tower. He's gone up the top of the Gherkin. He's gone at the top of One Canada Square, which is one of the biggest buildings in Canary Wharf. He's gone up Guy's Hospital Tower, and he's just gone up the top of Centre Point. So I'm so proud of him. That is 386 flights of stairs. That's 1 mile of stairs. We think it might be a bit more. You said you thought it might be a bit more as well.
We had some nerds figure out that it's closer to 2 miles. There.
That's he's walking good, though.
Today, of course. We've just found out he's on the fourth floor of his last building. He's walking down now, so hopefully he'll be here in the next few minutes.
Podcast.
Yeah, still Dev. Kind of in for Scott. It doesn't really count, does it? Pulling an extra shift anyway. Becky, we got an ETA on when Scott's going to be back? Or
no, I think he's still going.
Bless him. I heard you just got down to the ground floor. Scott, you still coming?
I finished!
Yay!
I've done it.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
I'm at the bottom of Centre Point. I've just come outside because I'm bored of hot, stuffy stairs. And it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
I feel brilliant.
Are you just going to jog over now?
No.
Oh.
We'll just walk back
really
slowly.
Not. Well, it depends how much of my show you want to do, Dev. it's all yours if you want it.
Nah, you're alright.
I could have a lie down for a little bit, maybe.
Nah, you're right. Jump in a cab and get here as soon as possible. Oh,
alright.
Well done,
I might
Scott.
See you in about... Thank you. I honestly cannot believe I've done that. I'm really pleased with myself. But anyway, okay. I'll see you in about 5-10 minutes, alright?
Wait, Scott, just before you go...
Yeah?
Can you tell us a little bit about the journey today, please?
The journey?
Can you tell us what it's been like?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it started off at BT Tower. I ran up some stairs. I ran downstairs. Then I went to the gherkin. I ran upstairs. I ran down loads of stairs. Then I went to One Canada Square. Do you want me to carry on with this?
Nah, I get the idea.
Okay, right, cool.
Do you know what? People are so proud of you on the text, Scott. Luke in Leamington Spa says, I feel so sorry for Scott. I live in a bungalow, so I can't even imagine what it's been like for him today. I've donated.
Thank you. Like,
so many people have donated, yeah, so it's really good.
Thank you, everyone that's donated. And also, thank you to all the people along the way. Like, even in the office buildings, like in, just here in Centrepoint and in the Canary Wharf building, people were coming out and going, yeah, and it really helped. So thank you very much. I seriously can't feel my legs, but it's all fine. Someone will carry me in. I'll see you soon.
I've got you a towel waiting and some lovely shower gel, so you won't smell at least.
Right. And also, I do have a show to do. Okay, we'll work it out when I get there.
All right, get a wriggle on, Scott. See you soon.
Bye.
Radio 1. Radio 1. We've just seen a photo of Scott. I think, what was that, on like the 20th floor or something, looking quite broken on the staircase?
I'm going to put that, I'll try and put that up on our blog, because it's quite a, he won't like that, because he's all sweaty with a head cam on, but brilliant. I think it's, people need to see it.
It's nearly here, they've bunged him in a cab, and are you nearly here, Scott? You outside yet?
Not yet, bit of traffic, sorry. It's so nice to sit down.
I was gonna say, actually, do you mind getting some coffees on the way back? No, because the one that doesn't speak wants his big pink one. And then there's been a request for some lattes. I'd like the extra wet, extra foam, extra hot one.
No, is the answer.
Why?
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, why?
Come on.
No, really not. I'll be back. Have you got a T-shirt I can wear?
Yes, actually I have.
Is it some ridiculous one, or
yes,
like one that I could actually wear out tonight?
No.
Right,
you should have thought
okay
about that before you got dressed this morning.
I know, I just didn't bring a spare. And this one is not, it's not the best now, this T-shirt.
Well, it's a St. Patrick's Day, so I think you've been sent in a grey one with a leprechaun. It'll be fine.
I'll do it.
It's probably the one day of the year when you can get away with wearing a grey T-shirt with a leprechaun.
Yeah, I'm getting into it. Okay, I think we're about, how many minutes away now? It doesn't care.
Checking the set, Nav.
Not 10 minutes, is it? Okay, 5-10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes from Centre Point? I could have ran quicker in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm not doing that, am I? I refuse. All right, I'll see you in a minute.
Thanks, Scott.
See you, bye.
Bye. Radio 1. Download them for free at
bbc.co.uk/radio1. Michael in Nottingham's been on. He says he really likes this Miles from Hell feature, and how about we keep it as a regular thing on the show?
How about no?
Why not? I think it's got legs.
Look at the state of me. Seriously. Like, the video's going to look nice. Ew. I start off quite fresh, like, hi, and it's the next day of the Miles from Hell, and by the end I'm just like horrible.
Do you know what, a couple of people who work in the buildings have been texting in pictures, so I was going to put them on the blog.
Do not put them on. It's not.
It's like you're clinging to the, you know, like when you just quickly go upstairs at work, you're like boom boom boom, and then after a while you have to hold onto the handrail and you're kind of like dragging yourself up, and your trainer's in the picture next to you, kind of, he looks fine.
He's like, come on, Mills. And also there were people coming out with their camera phones and stuff, so that's what they would have been sending in, and it's not nice. It's just me hanging off a rail and stuff. Holding on for dear life. It's like, hang on. There's one. Yeah, it looks. I'm climbing it like I would climb a ladder.
Yeah.
Brilliant. They say, let us know when you want that beer at Paramount. Yeah, they've got like a big on the top of Centrepoint. They've got a massive,
you know,
bar.
I
resisted.
Well, the one that doesn't speak was worried that we'd never get you back, because once you found that, the show would be long forgotten about.
No. It's all about the health now. Thanks for the new T-shirt that you gave me, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
It got sent in for you, so I thought, to be honest, you don't normally wear free T-shirts, but today you might be able to get away with that one.
Well, yeah, because this one stinks, the Sport Relief one with David Beckham on the front.
It's all stained down the back. Is that the one you wore on Monday?
No.
I'm a little bit worried.
No, this is a fresh one this morning.
Well, what's all the brown stuff on the back?
Dust from all the stairwells and stuff.
I'm dubious.
Yeah. Do I smell? Can you smell it?
No, you don't actually smell too bad.
Can you smell me now?
What are you spraying now?
it's my new cologne. No, it's just muscle, warming muscle relief.
Do you just have that at home?
Heat spray, it's amazing.
You just have it lying about?
No, no, trainer bloke gave it to me, actually. Oh. Feel it, though, aroma.
You're meant to, it's not air freshener, you're meant to spray it on your calves.
Oh, right. Oh, I've been doing it wrong. I just...
No wonder you feel a bit whoa.
Did you see me then when I just tried to get up? I was like, whoa! I can't actually walk. Brilliant.
Oh, that's, it's got quite a distinct aroma, that spray.
Now, you know, we were talking about my friend Lizzie and the fact that she has asked me to set up her wedding entertainment, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about a band... You're right.
Sorry, it's there, yeah.
Yeah. It starts off quite kind of... Quite kind of... Mm. It's all fine, and then suddenly it hits you.
It's no Pine Forest, is it?
No. It's not any kind of Spring Glades or anything, is it?
No. Lizzie and
there's a problem. Lizzie, the wedding entertainment, I suggested that maybe we could get this band called Crystal Swing in.
Yes, they were amazing. Derek is my new favourite.
Yeah, originally suggested by Laura. Thank you, Laura. There is a problem, I think, with this wedding band, though.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what? It was really embarrassing. Thank you, though, everybody. Most of the Radio 1 were outside when I arrived in the cab and going, "Whee!" And it was really sweet, but I was like, oh, God, what am I doing? It's so embarrassing. Ah.
You loved it, really? No, you texted me, said, can you get everyone outside?
No, I did not say that. No, I didn't.
But it's the sort of thing, there are presenters here that would do that.
Yeah, there are, but that's, I'm not one of them. And I'm not
can you
say...
make sure there's a big crowd, so I want everyone to make it look like I'm really popular?
Who would do that normally, then?
Sarah Cox. No, I'm joking.
Really?
I love her so much. Probably.
Who?
I
who don't else know. Would do that? Apart from Sarah Cox.
I was only thinking of Sarah.
Are we? Yeah. Now, about this band that I'm trying to book, my friend Lizzie is getting married in September, and because of my job, she thinks I can just, you know, call up Lady Gaga or Black Eyed Peas and get them to perform. Sadly, I can't. So I found this really good band called Crystal Swing, and I thought, well, they'll be good for the wedding.
They would be.
Well, they really would be. Thinking, you know, they'll probably get them for a couple of hundred quid or something. We played a bit of their song yesterday. She talks dirty in Spanish. This would be ace at a wedding. In a sombrero, her in her pretty pink jammies.
They dance all night to the mariachi. I have to say that Derek's leg moves are...
Something else.
I've never seen anything like that before in my life. If you look up Crystal Swing on YouTube, OMG to Derek's leg moves.
Now, I thought, well, they'll be available, didn't we? It's ages away, September. Turns out, I think they're too big for me already.
What?
Yeah, they're up. I think they're bigger than the Black Eyed Peas.
Really?
I didn't realise this yesterday.
They can't be, can they?
They're a YouTube sensation.
I thought they were just a mum and kids from...
Well, no, they are. But they were on the Late Late Show, which is a huge show in Ireland. It's a bit like, you know, like kind of Friday Night with Jonathan Ross. It's a massive show.
Really?
They have big guests on. Listen to this.
Approximately 2 weeks ago, my next guests were complete unknowns. But now, by virtue of an appearance on YouTube, they've become internet sensations all over the world, with almost 250,000 people around the world already having viewed their video. They are Mother Mary with her son Derek and daughter Dervla, and they are Middleton's biggest musical export. They're a lovely family. Would you please welcome Crystal Swing?
Well, how am I going to get them now? Here they are doing their song.
Here we go again.
Anyway, they do their bit again. The good bit, though, is at the end. Listen to the presenter at the end.
Come on.
Video for Father Ted.
I thought that was a joke.
Crystal Swing. Come on.
The audience going mad for Crystal Swing. Mm. Yeah. So I think, Lizzie, if you're listening, it's unlikely as getting Gaga or Black Eyed Peas Crystal Swing now. I thought it'd be like easy yesterday.
Oh, we missed the moment on that one.
I've just been told they've even got a tribute act, like some kind of drag act that just
they've got a tribute act already.
Yes, already.
They really are too big for you.
A drag act that mimed to their songs.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mary.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Dervla. And collectively, we are known as Crystal Swing. Now we're going to perform a duet for you, and it's called He Drinks Tequila. Now, this is taken from our latest album, The Best Years of Our Lives.
And we hope you enjoy it.
Now, if you've got a drag tribute act already, then I've got no chance of booking them, have I? They're way out of my price range. The difference is, by the way, with the drag act, the tribute, they're called Crystal Schwing. So,
that's so wrong.
I need to start looking again for a new wedding band.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Someone who was working on the Sport Relief Mile from Hell today did some equations. And
I don't understand all this pie. If there had been pie involved, I would have come along and done it with you, you know?
Yeah, it's just obviously maths pie, not actual pie.
Oh, it says here about pie and how you might have done 2.37 miles instead.
Yeah, I think because some of the places, they didn't know how many steps they had, you see. So they wouldn't have been able to tell our boss who sorted it all out. So we actually counted them.
Do you know what he just said? I don't know what happened.
So
there.
Actually, it was more than a mile. I'd say it was more like 2.37 miles, actually, if you divide 8,296 steps, which it was, by 3,500. I haven't got no idea what that means.
It is something to do with pi,
but it sounds better than a mile. Anyway, yay! Thanks for mentioning
that. That's got to have been the most difficult one so far.
Oh my god! Seriously, I've never done anything like that before, and I probably never will again. But I feel good about it, and I know we've raised loads of money. So
yeah, do you want to know how much you've raised
so far?
21,147.
No, it's more than that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, keep donating.
Where did you get that figure from?
You're
making it up like I am with the miles.
I think I made that up at the bottom of the piece of paper that I gave Tulip. It's a lot more than that now.
I think...
That was factually incorrect. Apologies.
Okay, good.
I like the way you have to do your news bit there, Tulip. Can you do that in the actual news?
I'll tell you what, I've got a feeling it's a lot more than that, but I'll try and get you a little figure soon. Podcast. The only reason why I did this today.
You are going to climb 1 mile...
I hate climbing.
...of stairs in some of the tallest buildings in London. First, you are going to climb all 34 flights of stairs to the top of the BT Tower, and then all the way back down again. We've measured that, it's not enough. So then you will go...
Oh, my God.
...to...
That's really high.
...the Gherkin, where you will climb 40 flights up before going 40 flights down.
Right.
But that isn't a mile either. Then you will go to number one, Canada Square, the biggest building at Canary Wharf, the tallest building in the UK, 250 metres high, 50 flights of stairs.
Three buildings.
That's not a mile.
Yeah.
At this point, you will go to hospital. More accurately, you will go to the world's tallest hospital, all 34 floors of Guy's Hospital Tower.
I can't
up
do this.
And down. Then you will go back to Radio 1, fire Centrepoint at the bottom of Tottenham Court Road for your final 30 flights up, and that's just 35 flights short, so you will go back down again. It's 386 flights of stairs. It's 1 mile of stairs. Might be a wee bit more. We reckon you will be back in the studio for just before 4 o'clock for the start of your show.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
Afternoon, Mike.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, man, you?
Yeah. My legs
are. Pretty tired?
Pretty tired. How's your day been?
It's been alright. I've been pretty tired as well. I was up all night writing an essay and then I've been playing football.
Did you walk upstairs though?
No, well, I was running around the field, you know.
Yeah, but did you walk upstairs though?
I walk upstairs every day. It's easy.
Yeah, but I see that you're the wrong person to talk to right now, just saying that it's easy. What was that?
That was one of my mates from football. I'm at the SU at the minute, but I've gone outside and...
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Scream.
Nice. Okay, so who won today at the football, please?
We did.
What's your team?
We're playing against each other. We just get a group of lads on Wednesday afternoons to go down and play each other, 11 a side.
Oh, what's the point of that?
Well, it's fun.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. Well done you for winning the pointless match. And are you ready to play What's Occurring?
Yeah.
Let's do it, Mike.
Oh, what's occurring?
Speaking of pointless games, here's today's Oh, What's Occurring? Are you not doing the pizza delivery tonight, then?
No, I've got a night off.
Night off, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, remembering that you're on the radio now in front of millions of people, including children...
Yeah.
How would you describe Justin Bieber in three words?
Who?
You're not... You obviously don't have Bieber fever. No?
Hello?
Hello?
I don't think he's a Bieber fan.
Right, do you know who Justin Bieber is?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
This is actually happening.
Hello?
Hello?
Someone needs to say something else apart from hello, because you're both just saying hello
right.
to each other. So say, can you hear me or something?
Can you hear me, Mike? What is going on now? Mike!
I can hear you on the radio from inside, but I can't hear you on my phone.
Right, well, I can hear you on your phone. Does that work? Oh, no. This is going horribly wrong.
I think that's a cheer for Bieber.
Oh, no.
I've never heard such a strong reaction for Justin, to be honest.
I know. I don't really want the football team to give their opinions on Justin Bieber, so let's move on. Right, Mike, can you hear me? Even if it's not on your phone, can you hear me somewhere in your life at the moment? Can you hear my voice?
Do I win today's Oh What's Occurring?
Yeah.
Yay!
You win, seriously.
If you're going to lose Oh What's Occurring, there's no better way to go than that.
Right, it's been nice having you on, Mike.
I think that was quite a drastic reaction to Justin Bieber.
And also, you know when I was trying to find a new contestant for Oh What's Occurring the other day?
Yeah, you found him yourself, didn't you?
I did find Mike myself. I did actually have to ring him 6 times, and that conversation that we just had did happen a lot. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello, hello? Hello, 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 hello. So I'm guessing that he doesn't get brilliant signal where he lives. In Bristol. What? So, okay, well, no him for today.
Well, Chloe, who's 11 in Castleford, says he is fit about Justin Bieber. So we'll
right,
take that.
He is fit. That's the three words, okay? Also, Bieber is in Radio 1 tomorrow. He's answering phones for Dev.
I'm so excited. I'm going to go down and I've already emailed Dev to say, can I come and have my picture taken with Bieber, please?
Yeah, you love it.
I have
you
to
excited?
Take my temperature because my Bieber fever might hit, you know.
They should do a film.
Do you know what I was saying to the one that doesn't speak the other day?
Bieber fever.
I was saying, can you get the day off for Bieber fever?
No.
Why? Because it's as bad as having the actual flu.
Because if you went to a doctor and went, hello, I've got Bieber fever, I don't think that would stand
if
up.
If I rang Rob, my boss, and said, hi, I've got obviously,
I'm
put,
not
on
feeling
a,
the best.
Obviously I put on a dodgy voice, I've got the Bieber fever, he'd be like, okay, yeah, fine.
Okay, well,
I might try it tomorrow, because if he's in, you know.
Yeah, okay. Lots of people texting about Mike, and very sad that he's gone. anyway, Bieber fever, has that swept Stupid Street, do you think? In a kind of 28 days later kind of style.
No.
Well, we went on to Stupid Street earlier, and we asked them to describe Justin Bieber in three words. Seriously, I can't read out the text from the number that ends in 132, but they were three words. Okay, I'll give you a point if you get any of the words in there to describe Bieber in three words.
It takes them a while to catch on to new music on Stupid Street, so my one and only guess will be, who is he?
Who is he?
Yeah.
That's three. Let's find out. Here are the people of Stupid Street describing Justin Bieber in three words.
Describe Justin Bieber in three words.
It's a child and a player.
Describe Justin Bieber in three words.
He's... No, I don't like him. No. I don't like the guys. No.
Describe Justin Bieber in three words.
I know who he is, but I don't.
Cute, little, and
cute.
Cute and little.
Cute and sexy.
Sexy is like 12.
He's 12.
Describe Justin Bieber in three words.
keep.
Just the one.
Describe Justin Bieber in three words.
A horse for one, Vin.
Offensive little.
Describe Justin Bieber in three words.
I don't know who Justin Bieber is. Like, I never heard of him. So, I don't know. It's quite difficult. Who is Justin Bieber anyway?
Describe Justin Bieber in three words.
Annoying, annoying, and annoying.
That, yours weren't in there, were they?
Well, someone didn't know who he was, so that might count.
Does that count? Doesn't really matter anyway, now that we've lost Mike and his football-playing friends. Whatever.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right. It's a slightly shorter "Oh, what's occurring" today as well, because...
Why is that?
Because I've been running up and down stairs all day.
No excuse.
Now, did anyone see this thing on BBC Three the other night, which was the Eurovision show, awful, where they were, well, you were choosing our Eurovision entry for this year.
Was this a repeat of the one that was on BBC One on Friday night? There was some Eurovision thing on a Friday night as well with...
Oh.
Yeah,
the only reason I'm saying BBC Three is because apparently I looked quite like somebody who was in one of the groups called Uni 5, and they didn't get through.
Oh, no, I was only watching it and with subtitles on.
I had massive loads of tweets from people going, "Oh, you're on the Eurovision show," and I didn't see it, so... Oh, that's it, Lee from Uni 5.
I'm going to have to look them up now.
Anyway, yeah, terrible show. Poor Graham Norton. Poor Graham was trying to make it look interesting, but it just wasn't happening. But he's a professional, Graham Norton. And, you know, he tries his best, whatever.
Sorry, I've just seen Lee from Uni 5, and yes, you do a bit.
Right. They didn't get through, did they?
I don't think
No. They're off. Not Uni Brow. Uni 5. One that doesn't speak. Anyway, Graham Norton was trying to make this show better than it actually was by using the word beautiful a lot. How many times, though, did Graham Norton say the word beautiful in the terrible You Decide Who Gets to Be Our Eurovision Entry This Year competition on BBC?
Looking at them, he would have used at least 8 just on Uni 5, so I'm going to say 40.
40 beautifuls? Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Graham Norton saying that word a lot on that Eurovision thing.
It's Dave Ewan and Bruno Tonioli!
Isn't it always?
Oh! So beautiful! Beautiful! Oh! Still got those moves! Beautiful! Beautiful!
Sounded quite a lot in that, didn't it? It was only 4, actually. We just added those into the songs to make it sound like it was more. You know, when we had this before, you watch it and you think, oh, God, he said beautiful loads. 4, he said it, 4 times.
Oh.
But so you were only 36 out, but you still win today's Yay. Oh, What's Occurring? Well done. And sorry, Mike, for your rubbish phone signal.
He's not back on again, is he?
I don't think so. No. Let's find a new contestant. Fill in the form online.
Oh! What's occurring?
Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Science news. We haven't done this for a while.
I like the new science news music. We didn't have this before, did we?
Now, have you ever heard
it's very
of the
scientific.
Ever heard of the Japanese ringing tone laboratory?
No.
Right, there is one.
Is there?
Yeah.
They've got everything in Japan, haven't they?
Yeah, but they must make the ringtone somewhere. I mean, where did that start off? Hmm?
Well, in the laboratory,
in Japan.
Yeah.
They've got everything in Japan, you're right. I've been there. Seriously, everything. That's, you know, that's where the laboratory is for making ringtones. Of course it'll be in Japan. Anyway, they make ringtones that don't just sound good, okay?
I think this music's doing something funny to my head. Is it on my frequency? I think it might be.
Is it freaking you out?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop it.
Thanks.
Anyway.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. You know when a noise makes you go weird?
Yeah.
Maybe they've researched that in the laboratory.
Yeah, probably in Japan. Anyway, they make ringtones at this laboratory that don't just sound good, but they do other things as well, like science and stuff, which is why we're bringing you this science news. This is brilliant. Okay? In Japan at the moment, the ringtone that is particularly popular is the Hana Tsukiri melody.
How does that go?
I don't know, because I can't find it.
Right.
We've been trying to find these. The one that didn't speak while I've been running up and downstairs has been trying to find these ringtones online for free, but they're not on there. I think you might have to pay for them. Annoying. But do you know what the Hana Tsukiri melody does?
No.
Get it on your phone, right? And the frequency will cause pollen adherent inside your nasal cavity to fall down. It cures hay fever.
What, just from a ringtone?
Yeah. So your phone goes off, okay? If you've got that as your ringtone, you don't get hay fever anymore. And that's brilliant because...
How on earth does that work?
I don't know.
It doesn't, does it?
Well, it does. You have that as your ringtone, you do not get hay fever. And that's brilliant for people like me because I suffer from it most summers. And it's coming up to summer, it's going to happen again. I want the Hana Tsukiri in my life. How cool is that?
What? But you'd have to be on the phone all the time to stop it from... It's only when the phone rings that the pollen falls out of your nose.
No, I don't think that's true. I think it just has to ring once and you're cured.
For how long? A day? Or do you get the next phone call?
I don't know, but we're trying to find these ringtones. We'll search them out eventually. If you're one of our Japanese listeners and you've got the Hana Tsukiri melody on your phone that cures hay fever, maybe you could send me an email, because lots of people listen to the podcast in Japan, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let me know if it's popular or if they're just making this up. Anyway, there are other ringtones that can improve your skin.
No.
Yes. So, like...
Oh, spots have gone.
Oh my God, I look so much younger. There's some that will help you sleep. Pretty good.
Right.
Then if you need to keep awake, there's a ringtone for that.
I think this is... A joke.
No. It's in Japan. They're in the future.
So it must be true.
And also, Japanese people are always on their mobile phones. It's such a... Even more than here, it's a massive part of their life. So now they've got these therapeutic ringtones. There's even one that will frighten away crows.
What would you need that one for?
No, because it says on the science report, it's a menace that Japanese women seem inordinately frightened of. If you put a crow next to a Japanese woman, they freak out. Rah! They don't like it at all.
Don't have to worry about that anymore then, and they've got their diddle-a-da.
No, yeah. Well, it frightens off the crows. You won't get any crows around you if you have this ringtone.
Oh, scarecrows are all going to be out of a job now. It's just going to be one big fat mobile sat in a field, ringing away all day.
Also, there's another one that promises to put you in the mood to do... Overdue housework.
What? That is rubbish.
So your phone rings. Oh, there's my phone. Hello. Hi. Oh, okay. I'll call you later. I really can't stop right now. I just feel the need to Hoover.
That can't possibly work.
Yeah. The phone can be personalised by setting the frequency of the tune to match the size of a person's cheekbones and therefore enhancing the effect of the sound waves. All right? So it's personalised to your cheekbones. That's how it works.
That doesn't even make sense.
I don't care. I love it. Here's another one.
You've properly lost it today. You've climbed all these stairs and now you're believing ringtones will frighten away crows.
Well, this is from Japan, it's true. Here's one.
Is there something for everyone in this? There really is. I'm getting the feeling that there is. Is there one to make you lose weight?
Here's an actual quote. One of the first scientists to perceive a link between mobile phone rings and the human body was Dr. Hidetoshi Tamachibi, who spent 15 years devising a tone that contained the subliminal sounds of a baby crying. According to the doctor, women respond to the sound both emotionally and physically, resulting in their breasts becoming much larger.
What? That is rubbish. It's just going to put you in a really bad mood and wish that you could make it stop crying.
Yeah, but look at Gemma in the live lounge. Gemma, who works on the show, she's like, yeah.
Has she used it?
No, she wants it. She's like, right, when are we going to Japan?
This is a load of rubbish.
So, think about it. This noise.
Right, look.
Women respond to that sound and it makes their boobs grow big. So this guy has spent 15 years developing a ringtone that makes your wabs bigger. How brilliant is that? Imagine being in his house.
He spent 15 years doing this.
Imagine being his wife. Hello,
wasted
darling.
Wasted 15 years of his life.
Right, okay, I'm the wife. Hello, darling. You off to the lab again? Yeah. Are you still working on that ringtone that makes people's boobs bigger? Yeah. Well, you have been doing it for 14 years now and 364 days and you still haven't... Are you still working on that? Yes, I am. See you later, honey. Have a nice day. He's also presently working on a new ringtone, amazing, that will make people fall in love at first sight. So your phone goes, and if you're with someone else and you think, yes, they're hot, they will fall in love with you.
It's brilliant until it rings again.
Oh, yeah. And that is Science News on Radio 1. James in London says you're right. I've been to Japan. They're 8 hours in the future.
Rich in York says he's got one to help him fall asleep. It's called Silent, and one to wake him up called Loud. I think that's a lot more sensible than your suggestion.
Don't rubbish the Japanese science. Mariana says, Scott, I do normally love you, but you have actually gone bonkers today.
Agreed.
No, not agreed. This is...
James in London says, can you stop playing the baby crying because his boobs are getting massive?
See, Lizzie and Grimsby, hers is properly throbbing now. I'll stop.
Oh, God.
Is one of my friends serious? I've just got a text going, hello, do you fancy a run tonight? No.
BBC Radio 1.
Who's that from?
You know my mate Dino?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for donating. I might text back.
Do you know what? It might loosen up your legs a bit.
I can't bear anymore. I'm not, like, it's just jelly now. I just can't even feel my legs anymore.
Just go home and lie on the sofa tonight.
The pictures of me climbing upstairs, there are better ones, not just me doing stairs. Online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Check out all the various locations I climbed up and down today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people saying I'm going to be really sore tomorrow.
Mmm.
Moyle said that he might get his man Steve in to give me a good seeing to tomorrow morning on the table of pain.
What is that about? Who's his man Steve?
They do it every now and again where this bloke called Steve comes in, and I love this so much. I actually quite look forward to it when... Have you ever had this? When someone cracks your back?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's brilliant. Just the sound of it going... I love it.
No.
So I hope that Steve will be in tomorrow to give me some of the table of pain because I think I might need it.
Does he bring his table with him, or...?
Yeah, no, he brings table and everything. It's fold away. And then sets the table up just here in this studio.
Is he a legitimate masseur? Or is he just a mate of Moyle's who just wants to inflict some pain on you?
I haven't checked that.
You need to see his credentials before you let him loose on you.
I don't care. I want Steven tomorrow. I'll be here with Moyle's tomorrow morning at 8:15 to find out my next mile from hell.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello, I'm Scott. Jackie from Cirencester says, did you really have to listen to the crazy frog up and down the stairs for 5 hours? Yeah, and I checked the MP3 player just to see if any other tracks were on it. No, just the one. So that was nice. When the camera crew weren't looking, I did occasionally take the headphones off, but that wasn't very often. So yeah, I can pretty much...
Why didn't you just press pause and pretend you were still listening to it?
Because they could hear it. They were really rubbish headphones, those ones that go... So you could hear it.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast.
He's just finished having a go at me. And
I can find... I can find something called the Egg Box of Truth. I can find Derek Acora saying this.
Mary loves dick. Mary loves dick.
But can I find...
See, all the important ones are on there, Scott. I don't know what you're meaning about.
I can find a wee... Yeah. Can I find a flipping drum roll? No. Oh, actually, I found one now. Sorry.
Is it on the drum rolls page?
Found it.
Okay, ready?
Play yours as well.
Go on.
Yes. The new total is... Well, I haven't. I can't see it. So you.
Oh, right. 69,373 pounds.
Yes.
Scott, that is amazing.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Yeah. Hi, Zane.
Scott Mills. What can I say, mate? We're in complete and utter awe of you. A round of applause from everybody in the studio.
I didn't realise what the time was. Oh God, not again.
Yes, another montage sequence.
No.
One man, four buildings.
Five
buildings. Easily more than a mile's worth of stairs.
2.55, if you believe.
One colossal joke from Chris Moyles turned into celebration, turned into victory. A huge achievement never achieved by anyone here at the relatively lazy art form of radio DJing. As Mr. Scott Mills achieves wonderful things for sport relief.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.